You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, as mentioned, I am Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer over at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. So the NBA trade deadline is coming soon. It's right around the corner. Obviously, there's going to be rumors flying about. And yes, your San Antonio Spurs will be among them. So what way to kick off the rumor mill that's likely to get heated as the days are coming? This is coming from Sam Amico of Amico Hoops, and he's reporting that the Spurs are interested in a couple of Cavs players. We'll talk about that and more. And in the second half of the show, we're going to be dissecting tonight's game, Spurs at 76ers. So to do that and more, I am once again joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And are you part of the rumor mill? Are the Spurs going to be trading for you, or are they interested in your services?
No, I doubt they're interested in my services, man. I'm worthless, dude. The only thing we can do is just sit on the, unless they have a need for someone to sit on the couch or a recliner and watch the games. I mean, I'm their man.
I bet you would get a contract extension the moment the Spurs signed you on for that.
Yeah,
you're probably a pro at being on the couch.
Being on the recliner watching the game. Well, when I can, you know, most of the time we cover the game. So when I get a chance to sit down, you know, we really cherish it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. But hey, you know what, Joe, with the NBA trade deadline looming, could the San Antonio Spurs be eyeing a couple of Cavs players? As mentioned to start the show, Sam Amico of Amico Hoops is reporting that the Spurs have interest in Cleveland's Tristan Thompson and Alec Burke. All right, Joe, so you saw the report. What did you think when you first saw it?
I don't know, man. That's the thing with this Spurs, you know, rumor mill. When have the Spurs ever really leaked anything out? You know, we always have a thing here. We call it the Spurs Mafia or the Spurs CIA or the Spurs are like the FBI. You know, who's really going to leak these things out of the Spurs organization? I think, once again, it might have just been something that someone heard in passing and then somebody hears it, and know, from a second or third party. You know how that rumor goes. When you say something to someone, then they add a little more to it, and then they add a little more to it. And by the time somebody writes an article, it's embellished so much, it's like, what even happened? You know, so I think that's what this is right here. I think it's just a bunch of cannon fodder. It might be just clickbait, you know, being put out there. But I don't know, man. If the Spurs are interested in Thompson, who are they going to get rid of from the Spurs roster? You know, or even Burks. I mean, Alec Burke.
I know.
You know, there's not a lot of positions.
We'll start off with Alec Burke first. Let's get that one out of the way. So, you know, he is a shooting guard. He's averaging about 10 points per game, 2 assists per game, through 45 games played this season with the Cavaliers. But, Joe, we want to dismiss that right away. Why? Because the Spurs have plenty of depth at guard. We know Bryn Forbes is playing excellent this season. Patty Mills has been solid off that bench. Marco Bellinelli, my goodness, is there a shot he cannot make, especially if he's off balance? And DeMar DeRozan, you know, he's been playing well despite the fact that he may be going through a little bit of a slump right now in the month of January. Joe, safe to assume that the Spurs really don't need any help at the guard spot, and let alone trading for one like Alec Burke.
Yeah, I don't really see that happening. We don't have anybody that's injured, you know, and the roster that we have right now is pretty much the roster that we're going to go to battle with, you know, if and when the Spurs make it into the postseason. So barring any injury, I don't really see a need for him, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, there's just really no need for that. By the way, you know, do the Spurs really want to disrupt that guard core right now? They're coming together. They're seeing the rotations, and everybody's getting their minutes right now. The Spurs would have to slice up some minutes for Burke. They would have to try to trade one of the guys. I don't think Popovich at Buford really want to disrupt that that cohesion right now. Burke, and not to say against him, you know, fine, he's a solid player. You know, he did some damage in Utah. He's doing what he can in Cleveland. But right now, Joe, the Spurs really don't need help at the guard spot, do they?
No, they don't need hard help at the guard spot.
Outside of maybe bringing back DeJounte Murray, but I mean, besides that, as of right now, they don't really need any help.
No, right now we're looking pretty good. You know, you have a Patty Mills, you have a Bryn Forbes, you have Derek White. You know, everybody's playing at a high level right now, so no need to disrupt that.
Derek White too. I forgot about him, but yeah. You're right. There's no need to disrupt that, Joe. It's fine. Leave it alone. All right, so let's get to the main event of this rumored Spurs are interested in via Amico Hoops. Tristan Thompson. That's the name that got floated out there, Joe. According to the report, as mentioned, the Spurs have interest in him. He's a bit of intriguing. I think a lot of Spurs fans are kind of split down the middle. He's 27 years old, Joe. He's missed 13 games this season due to an injury, but he's averaging 11.5 points per game, 11 rebounds, 2.5 assists in 29 minutes with the Cavaliers. Not to mention, Joe, he's been to the NBA Finals four times straight. Yes, I know LeBron James had a lot to do with that, but he still has championship experience. He's a big man, Joe. We know Spurs fans are kind of turning sour on Pau Gasol. They're loving Pirtle and LaMarcus, but do the Spurs need to beef up their depth at the five spot, let alone bring in a guy like Tristan Thompson?
I believe the guy's due at least, what, $18.5 million next season?
Oh, yep, there goes that guy.
So with that said, Jeff, I'd have to say that is a big hail to the no. Because the reason I say that, do we really want to see some, you know, Kardashians over here at the AT&T Center? I mean, I can only imagine, dude. I can only imagine.
Think about that too. Yeah, the Spurs wanted to not deal with Uncle Dennis and maybe the Claw saga. Then comes the Kardashian curse.
Yeah,
think of the path on that. But I mean, all kidding aside, obviously that's just fun.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson. One thing I do like. Let's just say the Spurs do entertain it. I do like the fact that he is a solid offensive rebounder. The guy can really create second chance opportunities. And Joe, for me, he would provide a lot of toughness. Toughness in that paint. A guy who's not going to back down, who's going to do a lot of the dirty work, excuse me, sorry, and would be great paired with a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, those two guys, in my opinion, would be a formidable duo. But Joe, at the same time, you're right. You know, that contract, $18.5 million due next season, that's a lot for a guy, you know, who really is going to be that much of a deciding factor as far as this season is concerned in tipping the scales for the Spurs to make a deep postseason run, or let alone the championship, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, he is due a lot, you know, of money next season. And like you mentioned, he's a good rebounder. He likes to go in there. He can battle with the best of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Spurs, they're just going to not want to deal, in my opinion, with all the other extras that come along with, you know, going after somebody like, you know, a Tristan Thompson. Though not pointing towards what happens to him off the court so much, you know, in his personal life. But, you know, he's kind of a distraction sometimes. You see this in the locker room. He says things. He kind of like likes to get in the players' faces and call people out. And, you know, you have to have a certain criteria, I guess, of players in the mix that can actually deal with that. Because if you come at somebody from the Spurs and, you know, you're trying to call people out, that's not really how they do business here. So as far as him being able to fit with this system, I think he could, you know, possibly do that. But as far as him fitting with the personnel, as far as the team, the team, you know, as far as the players go, I think that might be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to discount what the guy has done in his NBA career. You know, as mentioned, been to the NBA Finals a few times with Cavaliers. You know, he's tough, as I mentioned. He's posting double-figure scoring, double-figure rebounding. Yeah, he's still relatively young, 27 years old. But right now, you know, the Spurs would have to part with somebody. Obviously, that would be Pau Gasol. You know, I think that would be one of the names that would likely pop up. But does anybody really want Pau Gasol at his age, let alone with that contract attached to him? Sure. Maybe a team that's looking to rebuild would want to bring that kind of contract, knowing it'll come off their books after next season. So there's that. A team like Cleveland does make sense. You know, they're obviously in a rebuilding mode. They're going to get a high draft pick this upcoming summer. To have 60, whatever Pau's do, I think it was 16.5, something like that, coming off their books to chase players long run. Yeah, it makes sense. But, you know, again, you know, chemistry. When did the Spurs really make a big splash at the trade deadline? They rarely do. They really, if anything, it's nominal. Maybe whoever gets cleared off waiver wires, a minor deal, but nothing big like that. The Cavs probably would want something else in exchange. I don't think the Spurs have those assets. And by the way, Pau Gasol, in my opinion, you know, I don't think he's tradable unless a team is looking to rebuild and get that much more money off their books after next season. Joe, think about this though. If the Spurs do make a splash in the trade deadline, whether it be the Cavs or whoever team, I would be shocked.
I would be shocked too, you know. What we hear a lot of is just rumors and we hear hearsay. But honestly, what happens almost every season, Jeff? The Spurs stand pat. You know, trade deadline comes and goes. Nothing really happens. The only time the Spurs would be even, you know, I guess, entertain the thought of doing a trade is if somebody really got injured, a key component got injured midway through the season. That's when I think they'll have to actually look at this from a serious standpoint and maybe pull a trigger on a trade, you know, for somebody dependent, you know, if that was in the best interest of the team. But, you know, more than likely, we're just going to hear all these rumors and, you know, the trade deadline is going to come and go again, Jeff. And I'm pretty sure the Spurs are going to stand pat again. Not going to be anything interesting, you know. It's the same old, same old.
Exactly. So, again, this is just a rumor. There's nothing, you know, backing that up. There's been other outlets confirming that or anything to that degree. So, for now, just take it for a grain of salt right now, listeners. It is simply just a rumor. Okay, so Joe and I are going to take our first break. We get back, we're going to discuss tonight's game, Spurs at 76ers. We are back, and I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast SA. Right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
There we go. I got it. Woo.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So Spurs at Sixers tonight, Joe. It begins a quick roadie for the Spurs. They'll play the Sixers and the Pelicans, but let's focus on tonight's matchup. Sixers, they're no slouch, Joe, at all. This is a team not to be taken lightly. They're coming off a big win over the Houston Rockets. I mean, they pummeled them 121-93. Joel Embiid had 32 points in the win for the 76ers over Houston. I think at this point, Joe, should we be giving the 76ers a pat on the back for doing the Spurs a favor for knocking off Houston? But let's talk about our first reactions to the Spurs facing the 76ers tonight. Joe, when you look at this matchup tonight, what stands out for you?
Oh, it's always going to be guard play, you know, especially with younger teams such as the 76ers. And you have, you know, point guards that can be, you know, I guess very athletic and can get up and down the court with the best of them. That's the one thing that really scares me. That, and of course, you never know what's going to happen when you have Jimmy Butler out there on the court. You know, what kind of night is he going to have, you know, and who's going to match up against him? And to me, you know, the Spurs always seem to have a little bit of an issue with the Philadelphia 76ers. I think it has more to do with their athleticism, their length, and also, you know, how they play the Spurs. Matchups with the Spurs are always an issue with certain teams, though. It's like with the Bucks, with the Sixers, and also with the Pelicans. I don't know. It's just when we face these teams sometimes, I get a little scared, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, look, the Spurs are coming into tonight's contest 27-21. They're coming off a loss to the Clippers, a very ugly loss. They had no business losing that way to LAC, 103-95. And the 76ers are coming into tonight's contest at 31-17. Now, the Spurs and 76ers have met this season with San Antonio up 1-0 in the regular season matchups. But that Philly team is a lot different than now, and they're looking like they could be some beast of the East next this season and make Toronto and maybe Milwaukee and the Boston Celtics sweat a little bit. Now, Joe, when I look at tonight's matchup, you know, obviously all eyes are going to be on Joel Embiid, also and LaMarcus Aldridge. That matchup is very tasty. But is there a matchup maybe that other that fans should be looking at right now outside of the obvious, like Embiid versus Aldridge?
I think it's going to come down to what's going to happen on the bench. You know, what's going to happen with J.J. Redick and some of the other, you know, I guess, a supporting cast for the 76ers. Because I think what happens in the long run, you know, in this 82-game season, teams have to really have a good bench in order to move forward in the postseason. And what I've seen out of the Spurs lately is the bench play has been really good. It's been outstanding. You know, and, you know, the 76ers, they're no slouches either. They have some decent shooters on their team. So I think if the Spurs bench can outperform the 76ers bench, I think the Spurs can go ahead and get this win on the road, which, you know, we always know they have a little bit of a hard time when they're away from the AT&T Center. But I think that bench play is something that we really need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Spurs being on the road. Obviously, we know about the Spurs struggles away from San Antonio. But the good news is they've won two games straight away from the AT&T Center. So that's a positive heading into tonight's contest, as well as this, Joe. On the road, the Spurs have an above 5 record over the East at 4-2. But again, their road struggles, the road record simply doesn't reflect that. But hopefully with their recent play away from San Antonio, two games, winning streak on the road proves otherwise. Joe, I want to bring up this. Corey Brewer, he was recently signed by the 76ers on a 10-day contract. He made life hell for James Harden in the win over Houston. I expect the Sixers to do the same attack with DeMar DeRozan, who has been slumping. Joe, I think if the Spurs are going to win tonight, they're going to have to get something from DeMar DeRozan. We have not seen the DeMar DeRozan to start his Spurs career in the month of January.
Yeah, I believe DeMar DeRozan, this is the conundrum, the thing that's really weird about this whole scenario. If we go back to the month of October, DeMar DeRozan was averaging like 28.5 points a game. Then we come all the way fast forward, and we're now in the month of January. He's averaging for the month of January 15.3. So that's a big decline in points. And we also heard that he was battling through a left ankle injury. So my thing is, he's played a lot of minutes, Jeff. He's probably played the most minutes out of the entire roster for the Spurs. You know, he's played a lot of heavy minutes. And he's contributing. He's just saying the other day, you know, to put it frankly, that he didn't play great. He played like, you know what, like doo-doo. You know, when they asked him after the game, and he was saying, and you know, that's what he had to say. But really, I think he's just tired, Jeff. I think what's going on with DeMar, he's just exhausted. He needs some rest. You know, your body needs some time to recoup. And all these minutes that he's playing, it's taking a toll on the body because it's an 82-game season. You know, what one thing that I'd like to see from DeMar is you can save the body if you start hitting your jump shots. You know, I'd like him to just start hitting more jump shots and not be so aggressive going to the rim every time, because it takes a toll on you. Just look at what happened with Kobe. Look at what happened with AI. Those are perfect examples of people who went and just drove to the rim every chance they got, and it just wears on the body.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that he's been playing a lot of minutes this season for San Antonio. I believe he's averaging, as you mentioned, the most minutes played among the roster. But Joe, even during his slump that we're seeing right now, he's still the leading player at minutes played this season. At least in the last three games, at least in the month of January, the few games that is, I'm sorry. So he's still out there. And yes, they gave him the night off versus Minnesota recently on the road. Still didn't do that great against the Clippers. He had one of the most forgettable nights for him in the Spurs uniform, shot the ball horribly. Hopefully he snaps out of it. But you're right, the Spurs need to have DeMar DeRozan tonight versus a Philly team that's very strong. Joe, Marco Bellinelli makes his return to Philadelphia, where he had much success last season as a member of the Sixers. Joe, how important is he tonight versus his former team?
Yeah, it's very important for Marco to have a great game tonight against his former team. You know, anytime a player returns to their former team, you know, they want to get up for that game. They want to beat them. I just think it's a competitor in you. But, you know, Marco's been playing at a high level. He's been shooting the ball lights out, especially from the three. And he's been doing great. You know, he's moving without the ball again. his little in-between game that he has, his off-balance one-hander, you know, one-handed shots that seem to go in miraculously. I think he's going to have a good game over in, you know, with the 76ers tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Marco's going to bring. I think he's going to get up for this game. I expect him to score somewhere in the neighborhood again, about maybe 15, 20 points.
Hey, the Spurs will definitely can use that tonight versus the 76ers. Now, the Spurs will not have Bertans tonight versus Philadelphia. He's out due to personal reasons. Personally, I think it's probably just family issues, you know, with his baby. He's a new dad, so he's probably something trying to be a new dad right now. So all in all, the Spurs should be all hands on deck tonight versus Philadelphia. Okay, when we get back, we're going to continue our talk about tonight's contest and then put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We are back, and I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast SA. Joe, the Sixers are 20-5 at home, one of the best home records in the A-League, and they're averaging 119 points per game. And if that wasn't bad enough that the Spurs got to deal with, the Sixers are 4-2 this month of January, where they have a plus-minus of plus 14.8, Joe, and they're putting up 124 points per game. Joe, the Spurs... they got some work tonight, don't they?
Oh, yeah. The Spurs always going to have their work cut out for them. It's hard to get wins, especially on the road, you know, when you're away from the AT&T Center and you're not going to get the calls that you do when you're at home. So they're going to have to play smart basketball, and they're also going to have to be careful with the ball. You don't want to turn that ball over and have it go the other way for easy buckets. So if they can play fundamentally correct basketball and do the little things correctly, I think they give themselves a good chance. If they start turning the ball over, they start passing the ball, you know, sloppy, you know, which they do at times, and they don't get back on defense, and they just, you know, don't play very Spurs-like basketball, it could easily go the other way. But I expect them to have a good game tonight.
Yeah, earlier I did mention about Corey Brewer, the newest member of the Sixers. He had an assignment on James Harden in their last meeting simply because Jimmy Butler was out. Now, if Butler plays tonight, which likely he will, that's a lot of rest for him going up against a Spurs team that doesn't play well on the road, although of late they've been playing better, and he'll likely be set on DeMar DeRozan. So DeRozan will have to deal with a Butler or a Corey Brewer trying to defend him. That is not going to bode well for San Antonio, but if there's a rebound game that DeMar is going to have, has to be tonight versus Philadelphia, because the schedule ain't getting any easier, and these teams are gelling together, as are the Spurs. So hopefully the Spurs will get a win. Now, the Spurs, as mentioned, you know, they have been winning two games straight on the road, and they're posting 110.5 points per game in the last two. The Spurs are going to need that and then some. Ben Simmons is probable due to illness. If the Spurs don't have to deal with him, even better. That's one less headache to worry about. But all in all, Joe, how do you see tonight's game going down?
Well, like I was saying, I think the Spurs are going to be able to get this win on the road. I think it's not going to be another game where they're going to be able to blow this team out by any means. It's going to be a hotly contested competitive game. But I think the Spurs in the end will do enough things in crunch time in the fourth quarter to pull away with the win. I think they're going to fall behind early. They're going to get themselves back in the game, and they're going to pull it out in the end. I expect them to have a great fourth quarter and come away with a big road win for them, since that's something that's kind of in short demand, you know, throughout the entire season.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully the Spurs will get that W. As for me, I think the Spurs, unfortunately, will lose tonight. Philadelphia is playing well right now. They have you've three terrific young guys if they do all go. Ben Simmons, if he does play, and of course Butler likely will play. Embiid seems to eat up the Spurs. He plays well against San Antonio. He puts up double figure scoring in his meetings, and if, you know, LaMarcus can be LaMarcus and get him in foul trouble, that being Embiid, the Spurs have a chance. But all in all, I think the Spurs unfortunately do drop tonight's game. But we're done talking. We want to hear what you have to say. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Love to talk to you about Spurs, NBA, tonight's matchup, and more. Joe's going to tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, they can follow us at Two Shots Podcast. It's all spelled out. TWOSHOTS Podcast. And it's all, we can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check us out on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
There you go. Give Joe a follow. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.